But I can't come home right now. Me and the boys are playing, and we just can't find the sound. Just a few more hours, and I'll be right home to you. Beth, I hear them calling.
Oh, Beth, what can I do? Bum, bum, Beth, what can I do?
I love that's a great fucking song, actually. That was my favorite Kiss song when I was a kid. So, this is the after hours thing. We're going to do it. If something comes out of it cool, I might grab some snippets of what the fuck we said.
So
that song, Beth.
Yeah.
Beth, my buddy has a really nice karaoke place in his basement.
Karaoke.
So every time we're down there
singing. Is that
singing,
your song?
We sing karaoke.
Yeah.
We grab, when we went to Tennessee,
I love a guy that can sing.
We went together.
Doesn't give a shit.
No, Todd can sing.
Yeah.
So we go down there.
Hey, is that his daughter with Richley's kid?
Yes.
Nice. That's awesome.
Yes. So.
Good kid.
So we're in Tennessee. We're driving and we're looking for songs to play.
Yeah.
It's me, Todd, and my wife's in the middle in the back seat. That's a tough place to be right there. All of a sudden we play Beth. Todd and I we're hammered. When I tell you we are hammered, we got our arms around her. You know, our breath is probably reeking bad. And we're like,
your breath smells shitty. I learned that tonight.
And we're singing to her. So now, this was in 22. Every time we have a karaoke thing.
Oh.
He looks at me. He goes, I grabbed the wife.
Just we go up on.
There and we sit up there and she's like, are you guys kidding me? So we serenade my wife to Beth. It is awesome. I love it.
Awesome.
It is. I can't carry a tune in a bucket.
You gotta change it to freaking Brenda. What can I do?
Oh, yeah. I will talk to him about that.
Yeah, yeah.
No, Todd can sing.
That's cool.
He's got a really good voice.
I like guys that give a shit.
He sings.
Know?
He's,
yeah, some people.
His brother can sing Ozzy Osbourne Crazy Train.
That's awesome.
No, the opening.
All aboard.
Oh, I'm telling you.
I can play the guitar.
But he can sing it.
The guitar is pretty easy.
Yeah.
If you spend 100 minutes on a guitar, you'd be playing Ozzy.
I can't.
100 minutes.
He can sing Piano Man.
Piano Man. Oh, I do that. I do piano myself.
Yeah.
Well, we did Piano Man one or two here. Yeah. We don't want to bore our crowd.
No.
You know? We don't want to bore the crowd.
Just play me a song.
It's the same song.
Next week, we're singing Bad Bunny.
Yeah,
I don't know any Bad Bunny.
Ocho cinco,
taco burrito, cerveza,
el baño. All you got to do is walk through the door and stub your toe.
And say Mighty Taco.
And say Mighty Taco.
taco burrito, taco, cerveza, taco, paca, burrito, pata, belde, baño.
Cerveza.
Quesadilla.
Oh, El Dorado.
Pancho Villa.
Pancho Villa. Viva la Pancho.
Viva Las Vegas.
He's dead. That's
he's
too soon.
He's
Pancho Villa is dead.
It's not too soon.
He's dead.
It's not too soon.
He's dead.
But he's alive.
No, he's dead.
2 years.
He's alive.
He's dead.
He's alive in Biz Mafia.
He's dead.
No, he's not dead.
His spirit's with us tonight. Yeah, Pancho Villa. Pancho Villa.
May the Schwartz be with you.
Excuse me, I burp sometimes.
That's okay.
May the Schwartz be with you.
May the Schwartz be with you.
Does she give good helmet?
I love good helmets. God damn it, man. I should just do.
And I see your Schwartz.
Some bitch on cue.
It's the little things in life, people.
Indeed it is.
Okay, again, you didn't have to point.
So
you didn't have to point.
So in our section, we have a guy every time there's a penalty for the opposing team.
Mm-hmm.
So when they ran into the punter.
Oh, that was bad.
Oh.
It bad.
It actually won the game for him, but yeah, that was bad.
That's two weeks in a row. And then there's another one. It was intentional grounding.
Oh, yeah.
It's a spot foul. So it was like, we're all like, he's turning around. He's like, he's looking at everybody. And we're like, Brian looks at me. He goes, I think it's 22. I'm like, hey, it's a 22-yard penalty. So in our section, he turns 20, around. He goes, yeah. It's a 22-yard penalty. Then we turn around. Everybody starts counting. It's stupid.
It's what you do, though.
So
kind of your section's thing.
One, two, three, four, like, five.
Jerry
six,
got to five. Seven. It was
we're
like
22, right?
And cuatro, cinco, so, seis.
So there's a guy in front of us, season ticket holder.
Are you counting in English?
And he goes to us and he goes, you know, people look and they're like, why do you guys do this? And he goes, and we all look at him because tomorrow's not guaranteed. So enjoy today and we do stupid shit today because tomorrow's never guaranteed. And we count. We're just stupid. I love our area. Well, that's going to be the worst thing about me getting new seats.
Right. New people?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Seriously. Sure. Because nobody got, you know, I don't have
It's all the
numbers.
Same dudes with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome, man.
You know?
That's a brotherhood.
It is.
Yeah.
Great couple behind us. I see. So for the game before us.
The Sabres are currently shutting out. The Panthers.
0-0.
I can bring that up. Actually.
0-0. But they have.
Attaboy. Way to go.
They're outshooting them 4-0.
They're going to find some goal scorers tonight, baby. Oh, yeah. They're 0-0.
Oh, it's after 7. Right?
It's 4 minutes in. God dog and doggone it.
We can watch a little of this.
Yeah. I will Dick Vealy your ass. Doggone it, Jerry. Why do you got to go with the filth and foul?
Dude. Prove it to me. Discussed. You need to prove it to me.
Mrs. Vealy gave all the boys bees. And we.
Because boys. We bees,
did,
boys.
We did a research thing.
Girls get a G.
Tom Kempesty and I both got bees in what we thought I had straight A's.
Right.
And this woman never gave any score to a boy beyond B.
Really?
Ever.
Was Mrs. Vealy kind of.
No, she was a bitch.
No.
She's a goddamn witch. That girl was a witch.
Was she attractive?
No, she wasn't attractive.
I'm asking for a friend.
Not to me. I don't know.
I'm asking. I don't know.
No, she wasn't attractive.
Sabrina, on the other hand.
Well, the daughter was pretty.
Hey, no.
I liked her. Yeah.
Hey, no.
She's a little bit of a train wreck right now. But
I bet she is.
Well, you would be, too.
I bet she is. Here we go. We
got if you get, you know, battered women taste better, so beat them first.
Here we go.
Are we at the PNC Arena?
You're listening to the PNC podcast. Yeah. It's just a kind of a stupid shitting thing we do.
Now we have 5 shots and they got 0.
Oh, we're going to win the cup now, baby. Watch out for that one.
We got a lot of shots.
Here comes the Sabres. Ooh.
Sabres on the warpath.
So what's their goal song?
Wait, I don't know. You can still vote on it. You can vote on it.
It's got to be Swords of 1,000 Men.
No.
Yeah, that's what I say, too.
It's not leading.
What? It's not? What do you mean it's not leading?
What's the other ones? Do you know?
Is it freaking Kickstart My Heart?
That's stupid.
I think so.
Or no.
There's an Oasis one.
No,
There's
no.
Right?
I like their music, but I don't know. No. There's a girly one too.
There's that Bad Bunny one.
Bad. No. No. Oh god. Oh god. Oh, taco burrito. Burrito.
Carlos Delgato.
Delgato.
Ooh. El gato es blanco.
I love the after-hours shows, guys. I just do. I do. We hit the compressor all the time where it gets like overwhelmed with the volume that we speak at. Yeah. Yeah. Do you notice that? And they won't get any louder? That's okay. But our voices get louder, you know?
We try to compensate for that.
Well, I want to pick it up where guys can just sit up here and just talk and have fun. But we can,
we do that every Friday.
We do it every Friday.
What the fuck?
What's going on? What
Bad Bunny song?
The Bad Bunny though, dude. I can show you. I can do this. I don't know if we need to watch it all, but.
Hold on a minute. I'll look it
preseason.
Up.
Preseason. I'm gonna play you a piece of something here.
Hold on.
I don't know if I even have the app. Like, what is it? YouTube. I got the app, I think, on the here, but this is fantastic.
Well, we're on the YouTube now?
It might slow you down, though. It might slow us down.
Nothing slows us down.
Really?
Yeah.
Kickstart My Heart.
Right.
Is that winning?
No. Can't be winning.
Because that was last year's, right?
Blur. Oh. They're going to use two of them. Two different goal songs.
Right.
It's going to be Kickstart My Heart by Motley Crue. We'll play when they wear their blue and gold home jerseys. Song two will be Blur. Will be used during when they wear their black and red. Go ahead.
Really?
So
Swords of a Thousand Men got totally skunked.
Yeah, that's the thing. I thought that would be the best for us guys.
Kickstart My Heart. That's so... Come on, dude.
You know what? Kickstart My Heart is for the beginning of the game.
No. There's many other great... For the beginning,
but not for a goal song.
Vince Neil could sing.
Maybe a little.
That's a good point. That's also a good point. Yeah. What's the song? Let me find it. The fucking song. The best one is Chicago's. I like Chicago.
Like.
All right. Wait. Here's the songs that were voted on. Ready, gentlemen?
Yeah.
Bad Bunny.
It was Kickstart My Heart, Swords of a Thousand Men, Every Time We Touch.
Yeah, that's
every
what I'm saying.
Every time we touch. Tick, tick, boom.
You love me so much.
Tick, tick, boom. Boom, boom, tick, 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 boom.
What? Because the wrong people are applying to this fucking stuff.
What's that say?
Aquarius. I swear.
That's the Oasis.
By Oasis.
Aquarius.
No, tick, boom, at least. Tick, tick, boom.
Tick, tick, boom.
That'd be all right.
Okay with that.
Who the fuck voted for these?
Cherry sleeps tonight. A whim away, 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 a whim away. The train is falling off the tracks and we're just having fun tonight.
Oh, we mow up, we.
This is what the post show is supposed to be.
This is precisely what the post show is
supposed to be for.
Yeah, they got to pay extra for this.
They
right?
have to.
We have to sell this stuff, right? Oh, this stuff can't.
You can't give this shit for free.
No, 29 cents or 39 cents, maybe.
I'm thinking about $29.59.
Oh, for one episode,
$29.59.
No, for the after hour show. After
that sounds
after
like
hour
the year
show.
For when Jerry gets laid next. $29.59.
There's no TV in my bedroom, baby.
I know, that's just for sleeping.
Uh-huh.
And really?
And what we making?
Whoopee.
And making love.
Making love. I'm making love to my tonight.
Beautiful wife.
Is she there when you make love to her?
No, it's all pretend.
Damn. <I'm> Blackhawk.
I'm not even really married.
She's really just my roommate, but it works out really well financially.
She does my laundry.
She folds my drawers.
She cooks me some dinner.
Any woman that'll fold my drawers is a winner for me.
Right.
In my dreams, though, baby. In my dreams.
Oh, the fudge.
This, Todd, well, this is, I'm looking for stuff here. What's the name? Oh, this is a great song. I can't play it for you guys. You guys would be like, this is bullshit. Maybe.
What? No, play it.
Really?
Bring it.
Is it Boy George?
No.
He's still tied up in a basement somewhere.
No.
My 40s are kicking my ass and handing them to me in a margarita class. I was infatuated with an older man.
It was probably me.
That was me.
So I'm 44 in 2020. Thank God I saved up some money. Time to ruminate like, what the fuck was that?
What the fuck was that? I like it.
Like a shot of good luck. I got a puppy in a truck. If you feel like.
I got a puppy in a truck.
Shut up. Get a puppy in a truck.
Who is this? Awesome, isn't it?
I got a puppy in a truck.
I don't fuck with Mopar, Tesla, Ford. I'm a Chevrolet Angel Lord. Trading my 64 Malibu for a van.
Who is this?
Jenny Lewis.
And to tell you,
she got a puppy in the truck.
It's awesome, isn't it?
I love this song.
I love it.
I need a dog that's hypoallergenic.
That's my dog. Hop around, Jenny.
Don't shit.
Three-legged.
Can play in the band.
Four-legged.
Play in the band.
Like a shot of good love. I got a puppy in the truck. If you see us rolling up, thumbs up.
Thumbs up.
Thumbs up.
In a truck.
I love this. This girl's hot.
Hyper allergenic.
Shit. Shit.
Ah, shit.
Like a shot of good
love. It's awesome, isn't it?
Puppy in a truck. I love it. That's fucking fantastic.
Jenny Lewis. It's new. It's a new song.
I've never even heard of it.
I got a puppy in a truck.
Sure, it's not Juliette Lewis?
No.
She was a natural born killer.
No, that's Huey Lewis in the news.
Oh, that's in the news.
Yeah, it's in the news. Okay.
Puppy
and the truck.
Come on.
Not everything out of Nashville.
See us, give us two thumbs up.
Not everything out of Nashville is terrible, man. That's a great song, right?
I agree.
Jenny Lewis. Yeah, I liked it. I laughed my ass off because I'm like, this girl's kind of hot, man. It's kind of...
Huey Lewis. Any relation?
I love Huey Lewis.
It's her daughter.
Yeah.
It's her
daughter. I don't know about that. I don't know. I don't think so. I don't know. Yeah. What?
Oh, carry the.
Got a lot of burp, man.
Carry the.
Right?
11 times. What times?
33. 11 times 3 is 33.
11
times 3.
Huey.
Puppy.
Yeah, that's how you come up with Huey.
Yeah, 11. Oh, I'm only 3.5 years old.
Right?
Baby Huey.
We'll be right back after this. This is the After Hours Show with Jerry and Larry. We're sticking around a little bit. Love you guys.
Fuck you. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I can't afford a Ferrari. Yeah, go on and run, tell your little boy free. See you driving around town with the girl I love, and I like to fuck you. I just a change in my pocket wasn't enough. I'm like, fuck you, and fuck her too. Said if I was richer, I'd still be with ya. Now ain't that some shit? And although that's pain in my chest, I still wish you the best with the fuck you. Now I know that I had to borrow, beg and steal and lie, cheat, trying to keep ya, trying to please ya. I really hate your ass right now. See you driving around town with the girl I love, and I'm like, fuck you. I just a change in my pocket wasn't enough. I'm like, fuck you, and fuck her too. Said if I was with ya, I'd still be with ya. Now ain't that some shit? And although that's pain in my chest, I still wish you the best. She told me this is one for your dad. Yes, she did. And I'm like, why, baby? I love you. I still love you. Oh, I see you driving around town with a girl I love. Fuck you.
We'll be right back.
I do like this
now
tune.
Now it says we're on the air. You're backwards.
That could be very true. We could have missed all that.
We did, because now it says on the air.
So this is where I get... This is the problem.
This is where we start to lose
it. After hours show. But I will tell you this. Oh, no, I didn't record it the other way. The after hours show is just a rip, you know.
Yeah.
We get a few pieces, you know, get some stuff. We're live right now. Wait, let me hear the song. Wait.
Hockey, I want back.
What hockey do you want back?
The 2006 Sabres with Drury Brière. Them guys, you could be down three goals and you're like, you know what? They're going to win this game.
But they just knew hockey.
But they're going to win this game. And they had a rookie goalie. A good one.
Yeah. Who did?
You know why? Because he was American. He was America.
America.
Goddamn America.
Could we get America or a Canadian goalie? But F these Swedes.
I'm with you.
F these.
They have three GMs on that team.
Who?
Drury's a GM. Brière's a GM. And Mike Greer is a GM. Three freaking GMs. They knew hockey inside and out. What it took to win. What they had to do.
Well, because Drury also.
You got to try and find that again. I loved it. Don't get me wrong. I loved it.
Because you're watching these games, 2005 and 6, 6 and 7, and you're like, all right, they're down two goals with 10 minutes left. They're going to win this game they're going to win this game.
Yep.
You never wanted not to watch that game, right?
No.
I mean, they always kept you right in it. And Miller would make a big save, and Talinder would come in.
Hallander.
Or McKee would come in, make a big... I mean, they had a great team.
I know.
I love their team. If they didn't have like 7,000 injuries in the conference finals, game 5.
The last dagger was McKee.
Yeah. Staph infection.
Yeah.
Dude, you got all the medical staff in the world.
Right.
You and I can get a staph infection because we're retarded.
What? No,
because we're retarded. He's retired. We're retarded.
Oh, okay.
You and I can get a staph infection. There's no way a freaking professional athlete should get a staph infection.
I think you're right.
And if he gets it, you know what? Shoot him up and get him out there.
How about some antibiotics?
How about hookers? Probably.
Hookers and blow.
Yeah.
No, that lost us 4 Super Bowls.
Well, and a helmet.
Son of a bitch.
And a personal foul penalty.
That should be our goal song.
Hookers and blow.
Don't you know? Hookers and blow.
Yeah.
That's the way we go.
Right. We should have, like, maybe this should be our goal song.
Nah. Our goal song, really, if they really would have done it right, should have been Mr. Brightside. Everybody would have loved it.
To link them? No, you keep it as a bright side. Is this by Bundy?
No, this is Austin Powers.
Because there's no way it's like we spied on him to get goals.
Austin Powers.
Yeah, it is.
I love it.
Yeah. It is, right?
I love Austin Powers. So are we going to lose Alex Tuch?
No, we won't. I don't think we will. He's got a 3-year tops on his contract.
No, this is his last year, dude.
I know, but they're going to write him for 3. No one's going to give him a contract beyond 3 years. He's 29 years old.
Yeah, but
no,
he doesn't have a contract, dude.
He doesn't have a contract, but guess what? I think he wants to be in Buffalo. I think he's going to be in Buffalo.
We all want to be in Buffalo if you're from this area.
Sure.
Yeah, right? Yeah. I mean, if you and I had any kind of athletic bones in our body, we'd be like, yeah, I want to play for the Bills or the Sabres, right?
Sure, sure. Yeah. Oh.
But money talks, man. Somebody wants to give me $10 million to play in a place like, say, Florida.
Tuck's going to sell out, you think?
No. Hold on. You get $10 million to play in Florida, or you're going to get $10 million to play in New York.
Headset to get on this shit. You're pissing me off, Gary.
That's good. He's a good hockey player.
He's a great hockey player.
You know why Tuck hasn't signed? I know you're saying it's because he doesn't want to be in Buffalo.
No, I didn't say he doesn't want to be in Buffalo.
He hasn't signed because the cap went way up.
Yeah, I know it.
And McDavid is going to set the market. But Kaprizov already got his $17 million dollars a year. So
Tuck is not a freaking $10, $12 million a year player.
He will be.
No, he's not.
He will be.
He's not.
It's what happens.
You're not listening to me. God bless you.
Thank you.
He is not, though.
I know, but that's the way it goes.
You're not listening to what I'm saying.
Right. I agree with you.
No.
That's the way
McDavid is a $20 million player.
$24 million a year.
And I'm going to say this. Eichel is a $15 million player. The way
right now?
Yeah.
Eichel will be, he already signed. So
they signed him to an extension?
I thought they did.
No, he's a free agent. Him and
McDavid?
Yeah.
They'll both get, McDavid will get 24, 25, and Eichel will get 23, 24.
Which, year. I mean, I'm not an Eichel fan.
Because Kaprizov, it was pretty goddamn good, too.
Not many 17. People there tonight in the igloo.
It was cold in there.
The PNC, it's cold.
So cold. And
But
that's what happens.
Yeah.
Allen signs for $50 million a year.
Yeah, but it's not $50 million.
I know.
Hockey is. All their contracts are guaranteed.
No, they're not.
What?
They're not guaranteed contracts.
Yeah, they are.
They're not guaranteed.
All of them are. Football isn't.
There's some money that's guaranteed, but not the whole damn contract.
Football, there is.
Only freaking Deshaun Watson.
No, I'm guaranteed. Telling you, they have guaranteed contracts. In hockey, they all get money. They all get their money.
They all get the money. They go out there to get the money.
One syllable. And here we are. We hop on it like vampires. We are so on you, man.
Oh, speaking of vampires. Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Oh, hey.
I'm just saying.
That Freddie Prinze.
He's not worth. Tuck is not worth $15 million. Let somebody else pay him.
Really?
Yes.
That's the threshold, Jerry? $15 million a year?
He's not worth it.
He's not going to get 15.
He's 29.
He'll get 12.
So, yeah.
No. You're telling me he's better than Darlene?
I'm telling you, Darlene.
No, answer the question.
So is Thompson. Thompson right now makes $8 million a year, and he's under contract for 6 more fucking seasons.
Exactly.
Which is awesome.
Not 6 more years.
Which is,
he already signed it 2 years ago. No. So 4 more years.
I like Thompson, but he doesn't look happy. He does not look happy.
Thompson?
No.
Oh, he
doesn't look happy.
Well, would you? Because you're making $7 million and you're
losing
actually
team.
Bringing home 3.5.
Yeah, but...
Because you live in New York City.
You want to win hockey games as a hockey player.
Josh Allen brings home $22 million.
Josh Allen wins.
Shit.
He wins games.
Dude, it's ridiculous.
When you put 22 after tax.
Guys. Wrangle it back here a bit.
Go ahead.
When you play a sport, you like to win. When you play a sport,
you want to win. Because you can go to a Hall of Fame. You go to a Hall of Fame if you win.
It's not about the money.
But
no.
The guys that want the money, I don't want on my team.
Precisely.
Correct.
Because
they're
all about the money.
Then why is Tuck... just signed a $10 million a year contract then.
Who knows what the... Go
ahead.
Jerry, don't...
Because the salary cap went up that much, he's doing himself a disservice.
Right.
Not to see what the market's setting itself
at. Okay, but... you just said, I don't want a guy to make the money. I want a guy to win.
He's not clamoring about his contract.
He's not.
He's not saying I want more money.
He's playing hockey.
He's letting him.
I know he's playing hockey.
Yeah. He's letting his agent deal with this. Yeah. I'm playing hockey. Yeah. We're good.
I'm telling you, he's going to end up in Florida. He's going to win four fucking Stanley Cups, just like Sam Reinhart.
No, no, no.
Just like Sam Reinhart. When the Sabres should have gave Sam Reinhart a C, and they should have gave him more money than Eichel, because Sam Reinhart was way better hockey player than Eichel all day long. And I said it from the beginning. He should have been the captain, not Eichel.
Eichel's, throw me a freaking bone here.
Eichel is not a captain material. Never was. No, Reinhart.
No, you're right about
Reinhart,
that.
Reinhart was captain of Team Canada, and as a junior.
Canada!
He was captain of Team Canada.
Canada!
And they let him go because they didn't want to give him more money than Eichel.
Right.
They failed.
I know.
It all comes down to that guy. Jerry. Right there. Wait a minute. No, no. The Sabres need a new GM. It all comes down to that guy.
They didn't let Reinhart go.
No. They did not want to give him no money.
No.
Okay, go
ahead. Reinhart said, I'm not playing here.
Well, because you do not respect me.
Which is fine. But Reinhart,
no, it's not, said, because you give Eichel all the money instead of me.
Okay, but Eichel was, and he's also number two, traded.
Right.
He literally said, I don't care what you offer me, I'm not playing here. I'm out.
He also said the biggest reason why he wanted out was because they did not believe in me.
They didn't believe in him. They didn't believe in, they had zero winning culture. They had nothing.
Right.
He was the guy, and it all boils down to that guy.
They made O'Reilly hate hockey.
How did that happen?
Okay, he left here and immediately won a Stanley Cup.
Yes.
Oh my God, St. Louis is so fun again.
Yeah.
They were in pretty piss poor shape, and that was under freaking Botterill.
So then, guess what? God. I think maybe we need a new owner.
That's the thing. I don't disagree with that.
That's the thing.
I think he only bought it.
No, he's a huge, he's a bigger fan of hockey than he is football.
I know.
But you know what he does with football? He says, Larry,
making my money.
Here you go.
Run it.
You run it. Scott, you run it. You run it. You guys run it. You guys are. I don't know shit about football. You guys go ahead.
What?
And I hire a really good football coach. I mean,
what?
Player. Really? People.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. All of a sudden, you're making money hand over fist.
Right? Wait.
But in hockey.
Oh, man.
In hockey, he wants to put his fingers all over it.
I don't know that he does.
I think he does. When he travels to fucking Montreal and the team lays up F an egg. Tell me they didn't.
They did.
Hey, guys, come on, man. We're not going to trade you guys. This is 13 games in a row. We're not going to lose 14.
No.
I would say no. They did lose 14, though. They only lost 13.
You know what I'm saying? The numbers. Really? You're gonna nitpick me? Okay, it was weak.
That's what I do.
So it was 12 games, and he goes, guys, we're not going to lose 14 games in a row. No, we'll just lose 13, and we'll win the next game.
Right. But so they made him truthful.
Yeah. Whatever, dude. As you're Jerry Jones in this team.
Oh, God.
He is Jerry Jones in the hockey team.
He's so terrible.
You think?
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
Wow.
Prove me wrong.
That's a lot to say.
Prove me wrong.
The hockey team.
Yes, he is. He is Jerry Jones in the Sabres. He is Jerry Jones in the Sabres because he's literally.
Is the GM. Dude.
Yeah, but he's literally saying, oh, you know, I'm going to hire a guy that's never been a fucking GM before.
I got you. So he has total control.
Yes.
Pagula?
I'm telling you, he is Jerry Jones and the Sabres. He is the problem. Sell the Sabres. Sell them to you. Sell them to him. Sell them to me. Sell them to somebody that really says, you know what?
Well, if he sells them to me, it's going to have to be at a discounted price.
It's going to be discounted.
Yeah. And say, yeah. You know
we're
what?
Gonna, we're going to have to you work know on terms.
I'm going
to
go find. I'm going to go find a. I'm going to go find a coach
terms
and a GM.
Right.
Yeah, work together.
Right.
You guys just do you guys. Hey, I'm going to pay the bill, but right. Don't F it up.
Right, right. I will say this, though, Jerry. I don't discount what you say, but I will say that man has invested so many millions of dollars.
Billions of dollars.
So didn't Jerry Jones.
Well, no, just to keep the thing rolling.
Yeah, but so doesn't Jerry Jones.
Well, it's not like... they need the it's expensive to own a hockey not team.
Really?
It is. Yeah, sure it is. If you're losing,
yeah.
What do you do
if you got you're losing?
The air, so, so the air conditioning, I don't like the move for Kevin Adams to be general manager. It was not my move. I was like, what?
I wanted Craig Berube as a head coach.
Yeah,
I didn't want
somebody.
I don't want a retread. I don't. I like Lindy Ruff. I do.
But Berube's a retread.
What?
But not indeed. In Buffalo.
I know. But if you look,
let's bring back Ted Nolan. Let's bring back this guy.
Not the Nolan train.
I agree. But the Lindy hiring was not.
It's a 2-year hire, and just hire Seth Appert then from frickin' Rochester.
But right, Jerry, he's close.
It wasn't. No. If you looked at everybody was clamoring, we want a coach that's got Stanley Cup experience. We want a coach that's, you know, a veteran. We want this.
Wait. Stanley Cup experience? What? When was Lindy in a Stanley Cup? Go ahead.
You don't remember the same
The no goal game.
Oh, one goal, one game. Okay, I mean one series. Go ahead. Oh, okay.
So he's got. That's all the requirement was. We want a guy. He didn't win it.
Right.
He did not win it. But that's what people wanted. They wanted a guy with a proven track record.
It ain't about. Listen, I run the team.
Just because it was Lindy. Everybody I run goes, the team. Oh, they're just going behind.
No,
just
I run the team.
Nostalgia thing.
Sure.
What I'm saying, I run the team. If I'm him, I own the team.
Who owned the team? Who owned the team?
I'm saying, if I'm him,
trade me right fucking now.
I own the team.
Now hang up the phone.
I'm listening.
And I go, and I'm like, I'm not listening to the fans. I don't give a shit. Of what the fans are saying, because I got to put the fans in the seat. The fans are not paying the bill. So I'm paying the bill. Yep. I'm going to get my best coach available. And maybe it's a...
Maybe it's Mike Babcock that wouldn't come here?
No. I didn't want Bilesma. I was not happy about it.
We didn't want Bilesma either, but
I didn't want either. No, you don't have to settle.
They had to.
No,
because Babcock wasn't coming here.
You're not listening to me. You don't have to settle. Just like the rant. Go get a young guy. Not a Phil Housley.
We tried that too.
Phil Housley, it's just a terrible coach.
Was a young up and comer.
You know who I wanted? I would take him all day long because the way he played hockey.
Brindamore? I'm gonna punch you in the face.
I would take Brindamore all day long.
Yep,
I would how about bring Michael Pekka in and let him coach the team? I don't care about Stanley Cups. He played the game the way it's supposed to be played.
Just because you can play it doesn't mean you can coach it.
But he also coached the guys down in Rochester, and they all listened to him, and they were a good team also.
But they didn't win anything.
You don't always win everything. If you're a good coach, sometimes this shit just happens, aka the Bills, 13 seconds.
But he wasn't the head coach down there. He was a.
But 13 seconds. Exactly.
It could be Dick Duran.
Could be.
Called back to back fucking
punts. I got to. No, that.
Timeouts.
Wade Phillips. Yeah, timeouts. Back to back timeouts.
Yeah, it's like on national television.
He's more of a punt catcher.
That's Wade. That's Wade. You corrected me on that one. That's Wade Phillips.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm just
right.
Just get rid of the retreads and go somebody else.
You do know though, but I mean, you do. I mean, You say it.
But he's literally Jerry Jones in the Sabres.
I don't think so. I don't think he meddles that much.
He doesn't want to pay Pegula? The player. Yeah.
Terry Pegula.
He is.
Yeah. With the Sabres?
Yes.
With the Bills, I think.
The Bills, he literally says, I don't know shit about football.
He lets it rip.
You are the...
I like it.
You're this and you're the GM. Go ahead. Have at it.
Yeah.
This is how much money we got. Mm-hmm. I'll pay up to the salary cap. I mean, whatever it takes.
Right.
Because... Because of my TV revenue pays all the salary cap. 100%. So I don't really care. I don't have to do anything.
But right. with the Sabres,
because they suck.
I don't think he's a meddler. I just don't. And I like what they've done this year, and I really like what Adams has done this year. They brought back the scouting department.
They traded their best goal scorer.
Yeah, for two guys that are, I think,
injured.
That's the other guy on that
Paterka?
Kid line.
Oh, Paterka?
Yeah. That's the other kid on that line.
I like Doan.
Is Kalich, I like Doan. Quinn, and Doan. And I think that'll be a good line.
I like Doan, but he's not his old man.
No, he's not. But he's got his old man traits. You could say the same thing about either of the Tkachuk brothers.
Norris.
They're not his old man. But they're pretty damn good.
They're better than their old man.
Our top line because center.
I will tell you they're better than their old man.
I know.
And I guarantee you the old man will say that them two boys are better.
That's what they learned.
I would have taken Brady Tkachuk all day long.
And Doan wasn't given anything. He's had to work his way through.
No. I think Doan will be all right. But Paterka... is going to be a 30-goal scorer all day long.
He can be, but if he doesn't play fucking defense and they don't make the playoffs, score your 30 goals, dude.
Gretzky didn't play defense neither.
He didn't have to. He scored 60.
Exactly. That's my point.
But he didn't score 30.
Maybe he can score 60.
He scored 92 freaking goals, Jerry.
Jerry. 92 freaking goals.
Give me a freaking laser.
Laser. $1 million.
Yeah, man.
Sabres got a lot fucking good to go, brother.
But I like that Adams realizes he's got some shortcomings on things.
Shortcomings? They get a fucking assistant, and he still lives in fucking Ohio.
I don't care.
What is this guy?
The guy was his. But he wasn't even there was for the GM for Columbus. Built the team.
Okay, then. But where is he at? You cannot be. You have to see people. You need to be present.
Do you?
Yes.
Why?
Because you get a better sense of people when you're around them.
People. Soylent just Green looking at his people.
When you look at people on video or whatever, you're like, oh, this guy's a hard.
Dude, that's the new world.
No, it's not. You can get meeting people and like, you know what? Larry seems like a great guy over the fucking phone.
Oh, yeah. Then you met me.
And then you meet you and you're like, this guy's a fucking tool.
Calm down, Gary.
No, tools are useful.
So...
there's no
picture. The guy needs to be here. Not in Ohio.
No.
It's a joke, dude. It's fucking a joke.
It's not what he's paid to do.
Whatever. What's he paid to do?
He's paid to evaluate. Mm-hmm. He's paid to do other shit.
Oh, evaluate.
He's not the GM.
No, but he's paid to evaluate, not on ice, but he can watch it. No, but he can watch it instead of being in the room and being around people.
That's not what he's paid to do.
No.
He's not there to be having a good day-to-day relationship with all the guys with him.
Well, you cannot judge people until you get to know people.
Can't judge a book by its cover, I tell you that.
I've been a freaking evil doctor for 30
I'm telling you, dude.
Freaking years.
Okay.
I work in a trade where I see fucking people.
Are they angry sea bass?
I see people.
Tempered, really.
I see people, and you're like, oh, this guy. No, he doesn't know shit unless you get to know the person.
I see dead people.
No, maybe you do, but don't hire fucking people to sit in Ohio and, oh, Scott sucks. But he doesn't get a chance to know you personally. Oh, I just see you on TV or on film. Oh, you're playing bad. Well, maybe you have an issue that's going on. That's why you're playing fucking shitty.
Right.
I don't care what your issue is. You're paid to play.
But the, they're human beings. There's reason behind it.
You're right. That's where the Buffalo Bills are a good team. That's the culture. That's the culture where people are like, hey, you're having a kid. You're firstborn son.
Go.
You know.
Don't worry about the team.
Yeah, the hell with that.
Family's first.
Family first. Family first is where the Bills are. Yeah.
No. I'm telling you, man. That's just fucking half-ass.
Bills are playing the Eagles.
In the Super Bowl.
Bills are good.
It could be.
Yeah, Haley's pregnant, man. She's having a real bad day. I'm going to go. Mm. And you go, good job, dude. Family first. Nice job.
Wait a second. Larry may have opened an envelope that...
No, number one, Alan wouldn't do that.
Oh, why?
No,
why?
I think he should.
Family first, Jerry.
Yeah. He won't, though. Why is it Jerry? He's the one who said it, too. You're going to mother F him?
No.
Because it's his house.
No, but I'm with you. Completely. Yeah, I'm with him. Like, what if that happens? Because he's about due
Alan's
to him.
Alan's not going to do it. Because
they got married, so now the baby could be.
No,
Alan, the natural.
This is the way the Bills lose the Super Bowl.
No, literally.
Because Alan, he's going to be at his baby's birth, and we're all going to be happy about it, and everyone loves baby.
We'll have a parade, have a baby,
and we're going to lose the Super Bowl.
And we lose to the Eagles.
I love this band. Fucking Larry.
It's not going to be the Eagles anyways. It's going to be the Rams.
No.
The Bills and Rams in the Super Bowl.
Okay, that could be.
Beat them. Thanks, Dave.
But I'll tell you, man, I think you're onto something right there. The baby could be born with 9 months, right? Gestation period.
Oh, yeah.
It could be, brother. Oh, I'm going to go home with my baby.
I got to go home.
And anybody in America that says it's bullshit is wrong.
Well, I never missed any time for my kids being born.
And that explains why your kid's not here today.
He's at a concert. And my kids love me, so that's all that counts.
That's all that matters.
They know, but I didn't miss it.
That is a win, dude.
I didn't miss anybody. It is a win.
Yeah. But I haven't...
But all these people nowadays... Right. Come on, you work with these fucking kids.
These people.
Oh, I get 12 weeks off. I go, dude, did you fucking give birth? Did you give birth? Dude. I go, why do you need 12 weeks off? You don't understand. I got to be there for my wife. I go, what are you going to do? You going to fucking breastfeed this fucking kid for you? No, what? Your wife's going to fucking breastfeed. Your wife's going to change the fucking diapers. Your wife's going to fucking do everything. And you're going to sit there on your fucking TV watching porn going, I can't fuck my wife.
We literally,
Jerry, that was a fucking awesome rant, man.
I apologize. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
We literally had a guy at MGA do that.
I'm not sure the fucking microphones are loud enough.
I apologize.
Dude, that was awesome. That was a good.
That's today's day and age. He missed.
That's awesome. That's good.
I didn't mean to fucking go bonkers like
he
that.
He got more time off than his wife did. She took 6 weeks. He took fucking 16.
Why? Because he gave birth?
Yeah. Oh, I was just like, what is going on?
I tell all these kids, I'm like, you know what?
Second period,
I go,
fuck this.
I go, so my oldest son was born and I played a floor hockey game the next day. Larry. I played a floor hockey game the next day.
I was there.
And then my youngest son was born at like midnight, couldn't breathe. Couldn't see my kid, and I went to work the next day. I'm like, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? They want mom. They're going to suck the tit.
Right, the teat.
What am I going to do? Sit there and watch you go...
Nah. Yeah, but that day and age is gone. Now they want to be there. But you're
for
right.
Who?
But you're right.
For
they
what?
Just want to be there to play video games while their wife they're allowed to be fucking off.
So true. Oh my
God. I know.
You guys kill me, man, because you're so honest and so truthful.
It's very true. That's today, man.
Check
it's
this out.
Ridiculous.
I'm gonna burn my ass, dude. You don't
turn this down.
I got a guy who just had a baby 2 days ago. And I'm like, you're missing 12 weeks? Oh, yeah. I'm like...
Here's the Bad Bunny.
How many is she missing? Six?
Bad Bunny for the Super Bowl to Adam Carolla.
Well, I lost a bet, by the way. I did not bet Bad Bunny. Did you have any guesses?
I had BTO. What's the band I chose?
Turner Overdrive.
You know, I was in a appliance store.
It's awesome.
And it was like a Saturday, last Saturday. Mm-hmm. And high-end place, like the kind of place you'd see a $13,000 refrigerator. Like the place where Nancy Pelosi
like
gets
a nice
her
true refrigerator. Hold on, let me finish my job.
Yeah. I place where you do what Drew does. That's what Drew does. I go, like a place where Nancy, like a something clear. That's all right. Drew's the best at that. You'll only be second best.
And you still keep having us back.
Yes. The kind of refrigerator Nancy Pelosi would have is there. And yes, the glass, cool.
So you can see her Haagen-Dazs ice cream.
You can see all the junk.
Yeah, yes.
So, and again, it's like, it's insane because you could spend $11,000 on an oven. And I was like, my house was $11,000. My mom would buy a car for like $600, like when I was a kid, you know? And it's just a bunch of rich white people kind of tooling around looking at Sub-Zero and Wolf and Gaggenaw. But they have a little like patio section, and it was like an outdoor, hey, speakers and a rock, you know, whatever. And it's turned up and it's just rap. And I'm like, fuck the police. Fuck this. Fuck that. Bitch, I'm backhand you, bitch. And it's like, it's just a bunch of middle-aged white people. And I thought, why is the default setting always like the young things? Like the young. I don't know. Does everyone want to hear the young shit all the time?
But I don't know that if it's like millennial or older white people, I'm just presuming in L.A. in a place with money, they are the ones that grew up on like N.W.A. and Eminem.
I get it, but young music isn't for young people anymore. But now everyone's in their 50s, and it's a Saturday, and we're looking at Sub-Zeros, and...
Maybe we should have some Bach?
I had a little jazz or something. There's nothing wrong with jazz.
I completely agree with you.
It's universally good. Like, good, not progressive, whatever, just jazz. Mm-hmm. Just as you knew it, good jazz. And here's what I'm saying. No objection. You're not going to offend anybody. Mm-hmm. And also, I don't need to get my party on at the appliance store in the seat. I can just look around.
So are you saying that you wish instead of Bad Bunny for the Super Bowl halftime show that it would just be like a...
Al Di Meola. I don't know.
Shirley Ellis.
What I'm saying is why is a rock group off the table? It's been something other than
so
rock
true.
For 11 years. I'm saying, just let's just switch it up.
My
a
money
bit.
Was like on Morgan Wallen or Post Malone. My 12-year-old was rooting for Taylor Swift.
Mm-hmm.
She was like, you know, whole you know, theory about like, well, she has to do it before she marries Travis Kelce, and then they're gonna have babies.
I got one more in me,
and also
grab me that blue.
I don't know.
Down,
like, here's another thing. And look, maybe I'm getting over my skis here, but
getting over my skis. I love
Super
this guy.
Bowl
best podcast
has a flyover for a reason because it's fucking America. You know, we do a flyover because that's what we're doing. Like, that's where flexing. And then the halftime entertainment starts off by making some sort of shitty statement about America. Like, what? How would that? Why do we do that? Why don't we just take the most American and roll it right into the halftime? Why do we have to, you know? You can watch the J-Lo doc. It's the best.
This is the best.
The J-Lo doc happened to chronicle her while she was going to do the halftime show. And her greatest concern during the halftime show, because Trump was president.
How
at the
did
time,
him and Kimmel have a show
to
together?
Kids in cages at
different.
The border.
Yeah. Oh.
So what
they're
I'm
polar
saying
opposites.
Is we start.
This is my favorite podcast. I listen to them almost every day.
And a flyover.
So is my wife.
And then we get the Hispanic bitch to come bag on us and fucking settle our hash at halftime. Why are we doing that? And by the way, they would never put up with that. If there's some big lesbian concert or something. They would go, well, let's get Adam Carolla to talk a little sense into him in the middle. They would never dream of that.
They would never ask Lee Greenwood.
Yeah, let's get Toby Keith's son out here and Lee Greenwood to get, no, they go, no, no, more lesbians.
You know, it's funny. I never really thought of this, but if you're correct.
Best voice ever.
You are. Then they've just eliminated the chance for the flyby and the God Bless America by just announcing that someone who doesn't speak English or perform in English is going to.
No, they'll still have that. He's always at the top.
No, I know. But what I'm saying is it's a preemptive strike.
Dawson's awesome.
We're throwing Bad Bunny at you right now.
I mean, Bad Bunny is a good artist and he's very popular.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I was surprised because he skews younger and I thought that they were going for like a 40 plus family audience. I don't know.
I switch it up. That's all I'm saying. And
Kenny G doing a Chuck Mangione tribute.
You know, it's so funny as I was listening to this is Chuck Mangione on the way to look at appliances with the other white people. That should have been pumped in. I was listening to that
great
song.
Great podcast, by the way.
Feels So Good, or the album, yeah. Whatever. And it's like Chuck and his flugelhorn. The guy's doing the heavy lifting of the song. It's the guy playing the jazz guitar.
Oh, yeah.
He's going all, yeah. He's the guy. Chuck's kind of putting away. You know, he does a nice little. Da, 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 da. Here's what I'm saying. In that song, I could find anybody in any ninth grade orchestra that was first chair in the trumpet department, and I could teach him Chuck's part.
Yeah.
The jazz guitar part, that's 20 years in the making.
That's a different skill.
That guy did a lot more work than Chuck. True. And had a great riff and that's never got any credit for it.
Kind of true.
Like the last 10-ish years.
Yeah.
I don't know who she is.
I know. I was your dad plays.
Dawson's voice is awesome.
That was like good elevator music vibe.
That's my dad. Yeah. Did you have... Who played the guitar in that song? I wonder if it's anybody we've ever heard of.
Like if it was a studio musician?
No.
Or if it was like a famous person?
Slash.
Yeah, like the guy from Toto played in the Michael Jackson stuff. You know, Slash played in the, another Michael Jackson song or something like that. Yeah, they'd get,
Eddie Van Halen.
Sorry.
We should get cameras for us.
He's a good guitarist, and then they'll just sit in and
we have a voice for radio.
I like the way we do it.
Modern Love.
Oh, yeah.
Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Yeah, it happens all the time. So you kind of played wonder.
On that song.
David
Bowie. He played on David Bowie.
Bad Bunny is like in Puerto Rico right now and not coming back from Puerto Rico because of Trump or something.
Oh, that's got some, disappointing.
He's got some Trump issues.
He'll come here to make a shit ton of money.
Yes.
At the most American game of the whole year.
Yes.
And I don't think they make a shit ton of money, but I think.
Yeah, they do. Everything, like all of the promo and stuff around it, like the ROI, even if the check for the actual performance isn't awesome, like everything surrounding it, you know they're making. Like the marketing opportunities, the branding opportunities, all of the eyeballs that like then go to Spotify and download their music. Rihanna, like when she did it. And
yeah,
she wore,
I'm
like,
saying
the,
they don't make a shit. They don't.
Yeah.
You didn't let me finish what I said. But of course, I understand it helps the brand. Yes, they don't get paid a lot, but they get all the promotion. Yes, sorry.
A guitar player for Chuck Mangione, a session man named Grant Geisman.
And that's it.
Yeah, he played on themes for Family Affair, Boy Meets World, Touched by an Angel, Dawson's Creek.
Dawson's Creek.
Touched by an Angel.
Right, yeah. I put this together at the time.
That's what happened to my wife last night.
She was to raise awareness.
You got home late, huh?
Which again, the flyover of the F-18s is like, that's America. Yeah. And then this bitch in Kids in Cages is anti-America.
She didn't haul AOC fake crying out there.
But she was very upset about it. So,
the cages. Oh, this is great.
The image of the cages for me, like I couldn't believe.
Last year's Super Bowl. Remember this?
Certain things as a human being you don't.
Certain things you don't
hard
do.
Drive.
Oh, hard drive.
Man.
All right. I like the sad music. She's so upset about it.
What is my message? This is a dark subject matter, but if we can get the message across in a beautiful way, where it's soft and it can be received, then maybe more people get the message.
By the way, I haven't heard her say shit about kids in cages.
I'm trying to get
Is she done with this?
With substance. Not just us out there shaking our fucking asses and fucking belly dancing. I want something real.
I'm facing Don't they kiss?
The crossroads of my life.
Oh, yeah.
But to take out the cages and sacrifice what I believe in would be like never being there at all.
Well, let's put kids in the cages anyways.
This is last year's Super Bowl. Bullshit.
It's a great metaphor for all celebrities.
The hips don't lie, man.
About kids in cages.
That and damn Shakira.
You're fucking coolie, get paid to go home. And by the way, no more talk about kids in cages. I know she seems to be off this subject now.
Ironically, a decade ago, she had women dancing in cages on her stage show, probably. Mm-hmm.
I didn't even recognize the correlation. Like, if it's not an obvious political statement, is it a failed political statement? Whether it's left, right, or center?
Yes.
Well, the problem is people go... They go like it'd be me like going, listen, I want to wear an NRA clip on my lapel when I go out at Lilith Fair and make my stage announcement. And then they'd go, we don't want you wearing your NRA clip on your lapel. What if we just did like an R and an A, but not the NRA? And I'd go, well... All right, better than no. And then you get something confusing, and then, like, what is he for? So, yeah, she wanted kids in cages, and the NFL went, we're not going to put the kids in the cage. And she went, well, what if we just want, like, a couple of hoops? Okay.
That matched my fucking ass.
Yeah, we bedazzled them. And then, they would match the thong that's going up my ass when I shake my Shakira, because I'm shaking my ass for kids in cages. And then later on, Trump got out, and then Biden showed up, and then there was more kids in cages, or Obama invented kids in cages, and she didn't seem to care.
And more deportations.
Right. So she didn't, she's off of kids in cages. But if anyone knows J-Lo, they should ask her. You seem very obsessed with kids in cages for a long period of time.
So
and
do you
now,
think that Benny is going to do, like...
Benny and the Jets?
Is he going to do something similar?
Right.
Well, is Bad Bunny in Puerto Rico now because...
Bad Bunny.
Yeah, he made some sort of statement and went there.
How did you say his name, Alicia?
I just said Benny because I had Selena Gomez and Benny Blanco in my head because they got married this week.
Okay.
Bad Benny.
Bad Benny.
This is,
could be our podcast.
When he does like the house parties, he has like this VIP area, and John Hamm has.
But we didn't start with the man show.
He's a massive.
No.
And Bad Bunny.
His podcast is awesome, though.
Yeah.
If you get a chance.
Performances. So it'd be kind of funny if John Hamm, who's like the whitest of white dudes ever, were to make a Super Bowl appearance with him.
I just say. It's the most American of all themes. Let's just keep it. Go Lee Greenwood. Just go right on through. Let's not have kids in cages as a theme in the middle 100%. Of the thing.
Should it only be American musicians?
I'm all for it, but, you know, the Stones want to play a set.
Yeah.
Bad Bunny, hold on, recently spent the summer in Puerto Rico. Multi-month concert.
Corolla's awesome, man. I love this guy.
He has also been vocal critic of Donald Trump, condemning his immigration policies and handling of hurricanes. I'll tell you what, I'll compromise.
Okay.
I like the flyover. Mm-hmm. I don't like Bad Bunny.
Okay.
If we combine the flyover with Bad Bunny and they just light up Bad Bunny, put a couple of sidewinders into the stage. I will watch.
Sidewinder.
How about he parachutes in with like an American flag, like make Puerto Rico the 51st state thing?
He's going to have to make, he'll do this thing where he's going to feel compelled to make some sort of statement.
He's going to light up the fucking stage.
Well, everybody last year with Kendrick Lamar's performance was like, oh, it's a debunking of like evil capitalism in the music industry and how they use artists like slaves. And I was like, I just thought it was Kendrick Lamar. Like, are we dumb if we're missing the messaging?
I always miss it. But I just want, I miss the cages.
I always miss it.
So I knew what the cage was. I just want a band. Like, I'll go for a rock band.
When the best was like U2.
Yeah. They could have done, since it's in San Francisco or Santa Clara, they could have done Santana, Journey,
Huey Lewis.
Starship,
Huey Lewis.
I would go for a 80s montage.
That would be pretty sweet.
And I'd be sweet with that. All right.
I kind of agree.
Like 80s. Yeah, yeah.
You know,
for sure.
Get a little culture club in there.
Yeah, culture club.
I absolutely love that.
You floated.
So I don't know if you guys watch, if you guys do any of it. I don't watch it, but that Adam Carolla podcast is really good. It's my response. It's so good.
I only listen to one podcast right now.
And purchase what one?
A half a meter telescope. Larry and Jerry show.
Because that would allow you to see the object in the sky.
I really? Really?
Oh, it's, take it. He's Belky. Belky and
It sounds like Belky. What are we doing? What are we doing? What is this all about? I was looking at that.
It's Belky.
The Belky. It's Belky. Okay. Okay, good. Okay, good. So we can just put the music on.
Well, Lair.
Yup.
We have an update on the score.
Nice.
So we have...
If it's 2-0...
It's a Philippe...
Right.
Tomasino.
Oh.
For the Penguins.
Penguins.
Okay. For the Penguins. And the first goal.
He got the first one.
Right. And then we have the second period at 3:53.
A Bando bundle?
We have a Tage Thompson goal.
From with Norris?
Josh Norris.
3-1 Buffalo.
4-4. Hey, you ruined every
sorry,
fucking thing.
I'm sorry.
And then we have... and then we
got to pee.
And then we have a... at a 7:42.
Dude.
We have a Yuri Kulich goal.
From Doan and Quinn?
From Bryson and Tuck.
Okay.
Or Tuck and Bryson. Bryson with the second assist. Then we have at a 10:05. We have a third Sabres goal. At a Jason Tucker goal.
Jason Tucker? Zucker?
Or Zucker, I'm sorry.
John Tucker?
No, I'm sorry. Jason Zucker from Bo Byram and Tage Thompson.
Nice.
And so the goals are 3-1. Shots on goal, Buffalo, 19. The Penguins, 9.
And it's a full opening day lineup for Pittsburgh.
Faceoff percentage.
Yeah, I like this.
Give me a guess.
The Sabres at 67%.
And the Penguins?
Would be 33.
62.5 for the Sabres.
I was close.
For the Sabres.
I was close.
And a 39.4.
Yeah,
very close. Power play. 0. 0.
0. 0.
Penalties.
Come on.
Buffalo is 0 for 3 penalty minutes and 6 minutes for the Penguins. Hits. Hits.
We're out hitting them. 19. It's second period?
Second period.
Gotta hit them. 19-8.
We are losing right now, according to the phone, 15-12.
What?
Okay. That's all right. Block shots.
Block shots.
9-4, us.
8. We have 7. They have 8.
Okay.
We're out shooting them.
Giveaways. This is huge.
Right.
This is huge. This is where the Sabres...
Hold 9-4, us.
No. This is where the Sabres lose all the time. Giveaways.
9-4, us.
4 for the Sabres.
Yeah.
11 for the Penguins.
Nice. Oh. Nice.
Very nice. Takeaways.
How about
I don't understand.
We have 11 yeah, no, and I they really, have 4?
No, I don't, yeah. No, I don't understand the takeaway thing.
11.
Well, do you?
The takeaway giveaway. If they give it away, we took it away.
Mm-hmm. No, but it's weird, right? Yeah. The takeaway, I don't understand what that
the
is.
The giveaway takeaway.
So it's 2-0, the Sabres.
Wow.
So... We are up 3-1. Stanley Cup.
It was one.
Here we come.
It was 1-0 last time.
Here we come. Stanley Cup.
Sabres on the warpath.
Ooh.
Sabres on the warpath.
Ooh.
Ah.
Sabres on the warpath.
You know what? Look, that should have been the gold song.
This dude's like making up a song.
Nice.
He's making up a song. I like it. I feel good about the Sabres this year.
I think this is the year. I don't.
No.
I hope they are.
Alex talked. No, boys.
Listen, Scott. Yeah. I hope they are.
We're winning 3-1.
Okay, well, it's fucking preseason.
Sure.
Yeah. Is this our starting team?
No. We got Amerks on our team.
Who?
A couple. Who? People. Well, we might need them because there are a lot of people hurt, you know, on the defense, you know.
Well,
defense. Let's look at the defensemen.
I don't. Listen.
So who's in goal?
Listen, when I tell you this, Scott.
I listen to you, Jerry.
I hope.
Oh, no.
That they're good.
Do you?
Yes.
I
nothing's I'm, better.
Hey, the Sabres are up 3-1.
Hey, yes.
No, listen. Nothing's better.
Oh, he just missed.
Nothing is better when the Sabres are good.
Right.
No, come springtime.
I agree.
No, yeah. Come springtime.
Playoff hockey when the Sabres
are playoffs. But playoff. It's awesome. No, springtime comes. The weather's getting warmer.
Sure.
And it's like the Sabres are like number 4 in the conference and they're a good team. It's amazing. It's awesome. You drive around Buffalo, downtown Buffalo. It's like, it's great.
Right.
But there's shirts for sale. There's everything.
Anyone. And my point is
that... Is it Bounty again?
Fact, I suggested establishing a new scale.
22-9 in shots.
Which is now called the Loeb scale. Because I suggested it a month ago, and there was actually a paper yesterday that I co-authored about it.
What the fuck are you listening to?
Belky. Belky on...
Belky on...
Economics.
No, Belky.
Was it 8:30 already? What the hell?
It could be half an hour after 8. Yeah.
Oh, my.
Oh, my.
Oh,
6:21 in the third period.
Oh, my.
Second period.
My lovey.
Good God.
Lovey.
Oh,
lovey.
These things.
So was it Ginger or Marianne?
Marianne.
Definitely Marianne.
Actually, and if you got drunk enough, Mrs. Howell.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, there it is. 3-2.
Oh, God. Skippy.
Bernicki?
Bullshit.
Who's our goalie?
Fucking bullshit.
And I'm not lying. If I got real
it could be lying.
I'd have thrown one into Gilligan.
Oh, no. I don't know.
I really love the fucking ape costumes.
No. It's the spider.
The spider.
The giant spider.
No, but yeah, Marianne.
No, the
definitely Marianne.
The ape costume, you could literally see. You could see where it was separated at his neck.
Come on, what the fuck? He tossed it to the side of the net.
Who is 21?
Who's goalie?
Who's 21?
That'd be Ryan Johnson, right?
No, 34.
Look at this trashy
Ryan
goal.
Ryan Johnson's 33.
That's a goal.
Timmons.
That's a goal.
Timmons.
Dude, it's bullshit. That's fucking...
That's another good trade.
God, yo, that's a great trade. He picked him right up.
Fuck, that was stupid. He tossed it up.
Timmons did a hell of a job. That's a great job, Timmons.
I think that... Well, Timmons, the defenseman.
He's a hater. Huh? He's a hater.
No, the goaltender should have had that.
34 is...
As a former goaltender, that should have been shut down.
The guy from Detroit.
Who the fuck's in goal tonight?
34.
Yeah.
Lions. I think that's yeah, I think, right?
That's the goalie, yeah.
Yeah, I believe. No, I'm just saying, right?
He didn't cut down.
He's wearing 34.
Yes.
Okay.
Hugged the fucking net, man.
34. But Timmons did a great job. I think he's like in for the hook.
He wants
the Penguins to win.
Jesus Christ, he's your fifth defenseman. You gotta have a guy like him on your team.
Why? So he can, do what? Give up goals?
Maybe.
Oh, geez.
I like Timmons.
Yeah, the Penguins do too. They just got a goal from him.
Right.
So do I get a public apology when we make the playoffs?
Oh, I'll apologize. I told you, I will eat crow, but they need to...
Oh, and I'm going to serve it cold.
Oh, baby. No, it's got to be warm.
No, bullshit. I
ain't eating that shit cold. No, no.
You'd be...
It's like kind of like...
you'd be flossing your feathers.
Like that canned beef and cream. You ever have that?
No.
Shit on
the shingles.
Really? Shingle shit? Really?
Or peas and tuna?
Peas and tuna
is awesome.
Peas and tuna fish.
You know, there is a fundamental question.
On toast.
That was the result of a visit by some interstellar god.
Warm tuna fish just like literally curled my stomach.
Really?
Right.
Give me a cold tuna fish sandwich. I can eat that shit all day long. But a warm tuna fish sandwich, I want to like, I will literally.
What about like a tuna melt?
I will throw up.
100%. It's one of my favorite go-tos at a restaurant.
I like tuna melt.
Tuna melt.
No.
Yeah, me too.
No. Cold tuna all day long.
Tully's has a very good tuna melt.
Do they?
There's no such thing.
Yeah.
Oh. No, I like a tuna melt.
I need rye bread.
Yeah.
I just threw up in my mouth.
I love tuna melt.
That's disgusting.
I love a tuna melt.
I like a tuna melt.
Like chip beef and gravy. Oh my God, that's disgusting too. Shit on the shingles, baby.
I like that.
Shit on a shingle right there, tell you what.
Oh boy, look at that.
That's a terrible pass. Atta boy, way to go. Let's pass it all the way down to our own zone.
It is bad.
Atta boy.
Why are we so bad in the offensive zone?
Because we're terrible. Because we gave away our best goal scorer.
Who is Jack Eichel?
All right, I do need to get going.
I don't want
to make it mean like, you know, Jerry's pissing me off right now. That's why I'm leaving.
No, I got to go anyway.
Jerry's pissing me off right now.
Right.
I'm going to go home.
Guys,
and
we'll be back next week, right?
Next week.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we'll see you Friday.
We missed it before.
Go Bills!
Go Bills!
Go Bills!
The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in 4 parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised.